BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
It's Thursday, Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Clara starts the show because we were a bit late, but with very good reason. Also, innuendo bingo with Cam from Sigma. He loves it. And we open door number one of our festive WhoVent calendar.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Look who it ain't.
Hello.
Well, hello, Scott Mills. Hello, Chris Stark.
Hey.
Sorry we're late.
Bit suited and booted, aren't you, today? Yeah. I wish people could see what you're wearing. You look fabulous.
Thank you. We've really tried to make the effort today. Chris even bought a shirt on the way to work this morning. We've been shut away in a small room with two of the biggest stars in the actual world.
Can you give us any clues as to who these people are?
Sadly, Hollywood says no.
We're going to have a conversation with Mr. or Mrs. Hollywood.
Yeah, not Paul.
Good bait.
We'll have a discussion with Paul Hollywood about what we can and can't say.
Let us know what he says.
And I know this is annoying when people on the radio go, oh my God, we've just done something brilliant.
I hate it.
And we can't say anything. But I promise you, this is going to be huge. And you'll hear about it when Paul Hollywood says that we can talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But not until then. But it's massive. And that's why we're late. So
yeah, thank you, Clara.
Thank you very much for stepping in.
A pleasure, my treasures.
I feel that we do have good reason because the end result will be something quite special. But thank you very much, Clara. See you tomorrow.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, you see, now people on Twitter are trying to guess who we've just been to see. Don't, because I will slip up and accidentally reveal it. And then Mr. or Mrs. Hollywood won't be happy with me because they get angry. Do you know what I mean? We'll be able to tell you on the show very soon. I know that's annoying, but it'll be worth it.
Did you enjoy it?
I thought that they were so nice and so great that I kind of want them to be my friends. And I know that's never going to happen, and I'm not going to beg that, but I thought they were great. So
because you're never sure beforehand. I was, as always, with these types of people.
It's tense.
Legends, it's tense. You're a little bit nervous. There's lots of people involved, but it was so fun.
And obviously we've got a video for you, which we'll share with you very soon.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
And here's Cam from Sigma. Hello.
Hello.
You are a legend for coming in to see us on Innuendo Bingo again today, because I know what a busy boy you are.
Yeah, and so, it's kind of warm outside as well.
Isn't it? Yeah. did you get delivered brand new clothes for this appearance?
Oh, absolutely. Any appearance.
I just heard from someone that you just picked some clothes out of a bag.
Well, it wasn't a choice, but I mean, obviously it's good timing, because he's going to get soaked.
Is this the Sigma Orange that's coming out or not?
Yeah, it's the Sigma Orange.
Yeah.
You can get our first dibs if you want.
Yes. Okay, excellent. Yeah, let's have a look inside that bag. I think your Big Weekend set was one of the highlights. I really do. A lot happened in that set.
Why, thank you.
It was awesome, wasn't it, Chris?
Yeah, and how was it for you guys? Because obviously loads of festivals throughout the summer, but that must have been an amazing one for you.
One of the first.
Yeah, and obviously performing with Take That.
I was going to say.
Finally, my boyhood dreams have come true. Yeah. You know? So, it was amazing, to have those guys come out and to have Paloma come out and the guests we had. It was just, it was a great start to, the summer and stuff. So yeah.
I've got to admire you. You are getting through the featured artists.
Yeah, we're kind of running out quickly.
Take That, Labyrinth, Reese Aurora, Ella Henderson, Paloma on stage, and now Birdie on this track as well.
Yeah.
Who's next, do you think?
Oof, I don't know. It'd be nice to get some people from America, maybe, because obviously, we're very much UK at the moment. But so this album, I think maybe we'll look abroad a little bit and see what happens.
Who would you like?
I'd be nice to do something with someone like Aloe Black. Someone like that, because, we just love his voice. So I don't know, really. I mean, we have to see who wants to be on it.
Well, name them and I'll tweet them for you.
Honey G?
I'll go 10%.
Next.
Okay. Oh, come on.
Next.
Okay, right, next.
What would you do with Honey G?
Well, he wouldn't.
You
just
probably would scrap it. Sorry.
You don't need to be so forceful, Cam.
Sorry, was that aggressive?
No, it's fine.
Came out.
Yeah.
Scrap it.
Is it true that you regularly get confused for Sigala?
A little bit, yeah.
That's great. Who told you that?
Everyone says it's quite similar. They've got Sig at the start, so that sort of ends.
It hasn't happened where you've turned up to like a gig or a festival and they'll be like, "Oh, well, I can't wait to hear Sweet Lovin'."
Well, that in fact, someone's tweeted that us before. You didn't play your biggest tune. We're like, "Well, because it's not our tune."
Oh, Scott had a moment like that. Who was out sitting in the green room here at Radio 1 and they were about to do their live lounge? Oh, this is going to make you cringe, but it is amazing. I think it was Francis?
Yeah, it was Francis.
And
then Shura was on in the background. Yeah, I was like,
on Radio 1.
Not so her song.
Doing small talk to Francis, said, oh, look, your song's on Radio 1. Does that feel good? And
I do this kind of thing a lot.
It was horrible.
Did she go along with it and pretend it was her song?
She went,
When you get someone's name wrong, but it's too late to say anything, that kind of thing.
Yeah. We were talking about it on the show recently, actually.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Cam from Sigma's here. You must get this every day, but where's Joe?
In bed, probably.
Yeah.
No, he's in a session, actually.
You do? I get that a lot when I'm out and like DJing or something. Like, where's Chris? It's like, we don't live together. And we're not in a relationship, to make that very clear.
No, we're not. Just to reassure the point.
What was Birdie like in the studio?
She was lovely. Yeah, really nice. Her voice is literally amazing. She started singing and I thought it was actually playing from the track.
Did you?
And I say that a lot, but I actually mean it this time.
You actually mean it.
But how does it work? So you get someone else to record it first, right? So there's like a guide track and then Birdie hears it, really likes it, and then gets involved? Or is she involved from
She was actually
that?
Involved from the start with this one. So, okay. I mean, she was heavily involved in the writing process. You know, she's an amazing writer in herself. And, then we get in together and sort of change it a little bit and do whatever we need to do and sort of turn it into the track it becomes.
Awesome. I'd be fascinated to come to your studio for a day just to see how it all works.
Well, you're more than welcome.
Really? But you work so quickly as well. One a day.
Yep. 10 a day.
Yeah. 10 a day? No. He's just bashing them out. No, I mean, the quality of the track suggests that it's at least a week.
Yeah, maybe 4 days. A push.
Oh, okay. This is a real insight.
Yeah, and then DJ at the weekend. Yeah, sorted. Exactly. Life of Sigma.
Yeah,
now,
there we go.
Cam, I see that you've borrowed the pig costume that Chris wears so much on Innie and the Bingo to cover your legs there.
Yep, and the tail's in a very weird...
Yeah, I can see your tail.
Yeah, okay. So, with that in mind, let's play today's Innie and the Bingo.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Okay, lads.
Right, here we go.
Let's play Innuendo Bingo. If you want to watch it, watching makes it so much better. Go to the Radio 1 website on your phone, computer, tablet, laptop, wherever you can get Radio 1 on the screen. Radio 1 website, it's there for you now, and we are live. Okay, let's fill your mouths with water. I'll warn you, Cam. Here's a sprayer. We're going over to Flog It first on BBC One. As much water as you can fit in, please. Let's make it a wet one, lads. I don't know much about antiques, gotta be honest, but I do know a good thing when I see it. And this sounds, well, marvellous.
We've got a 90 mark, which just means it's 900 standard silver. And we've got two initials. We've got, it's not HM, it's WH. This is a Cantonese maker called Wang Hing.
That went up my nose.
Great one.
I got that a bit late.
Okay, well, just in case you missed it.
This is a Cantonese maker called Wang Hing.
The Cantonese maker there, Wang Hing. Water, please. Come on, Chris. Come on. Now, it's drive time on 5 Live. And a report that 1,000 geese have been stolen from the Norfolk area. Now, Cam, you're in a very famous dance act. And as you know, with fame comes great opportunity. But have you ever been offered anything like this?
Our police in Norfolk are searching for thieves who managed to round up and steal more than 1,000 geese.
It would presumably make a huge racket trying to round up 1,500 geese.
Well, that's Jake Davis from Poultry World magazine. Detectives say they want to hear from anyone who's been offered a cheap goose.
Have you been offered a cheap goose?
Detectives say they want to hear from anyone who's been offered a cheap goose.
That's it's all happening in Norfolk.
Oh.
Great. That's where it's at.
It is. Water, please. Let's go to BBC Two, and it's the Rugby Union. Wales versus South Africa, and one of our favourite clips from earlier in the week. It was a win for Wales, but an even bigger win, I think you'll find, for Gethin Jenkins.
Gethin Jenkins, quite happy in the receiver position. Bigger, North inside him.
Oh.
What? What's the last bit?
North inside him.
North.
North
there. Oh, wow. North there, yeah. Right. On the inside.
On the inside of him.
Yep. Water, please. Fill your cheeks. Come on. I don't feel it's getting wet enough over there. Jeremy Vine next on BBC Radio 2. Now, sometimes when you call a radio show, you know the nerves can really kick in. So I really hope the caller didn't misunderstand Jeremy's question here.
Meanwhile, I think we have got somebody in there. Pigeon Loft, are you there?
I certainly am, yeah.
So you're a pigeon fancier?
I am, yes. I've not been for 55 years.
How many pigeons have you got with you?
At this moment, I'm looking at 20 cocks.
Oh, straight in Cam's face.
I was in a bin as well. Oh.
20.
Detectives say they want to hear from anyone who's been offered a cheap goose.
I love that's made it to this game.
Yeah, I like it too.
That's clever.
Water, please. Cam from Sigma's on Inyo and the Bingo on Radio 1. Lewis Hamilton has just won the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix and we join him now on BBC 5 Live. Oh, his mum's so proud.
So Lewis Hamilton sprays the well, we're in the United Arab Emirates. He sprays the fizzy rose water over the crowd down below, and Lewis Hamilton's mother here as well, and I think she got a little bit damp from that celebration.
Oh, that's horrible. She's been covered in rose water.
She got a little bit damp from that celebration.
Water, please. Let's go over to BBC Two now for Britain's ultimate pilot. Now, Johnny is a typhoon pilot. And by the sounds of it, really taking one for the team here.
During this 10-second manoeuvre, Johnny's head is filling with more and more blood. Even though painful, Johnny has to resist the temptation to pull out early.
Oh, dear. Really?
I know. Oh, Johnny.
Johnny has to resist the temptation to pull out early.
What a man.
I know.
Go on, Johnny.
Go on.
Oh, go on, you can do it.
Water, please. Now, I really want to put in... I really want to put in one of my favourite clips ever now. I have not played for ages. Water, please. Mm-hmm. Let's go over to ITV's The Cube.
The gap between the balls and the hole seems a lot further than what it is out there.
Always seems further than what you think.
Oh, in my face.
Straight in your face. Water, please, as we go over to Country File on BBC One. Now, there have been many advances in farming technology, but I bet Anita Rani can't wait to have a go on this particular machine.
This is basically state-of-the-art, isn't it?
Yeah, this is the latest model. It works by driving over the top of the bush and there's two sets of vibrating fingers.
Oh, dearie me.
Go on, Anita. Being shown a machine most commonly used in blackcurrant farming there.
Oh, yeah, right.
Okay. And finally...
Right.
It's a classic from ITV, and it's the drama Jekyll and Hyde. Now, I'm not really a big fan of this, but this does sound wonderful.
It's the policeman. He's been sucked dry.
And that was Cam from Sigma, Innuendo Bingo. Good clips and good game. Thanks, guys.
What a mate.
Thank you, Cam. Come and see us again soon. If you didn't see it live, there'll be a video for you later for your viewing pleasure.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You remember the Taylor Swift Goat remix, right? From back in the day. We all remember that. The Taylor Swift Goat. Now I'm lying on the cold, hard
ground. It is a classic, isn't it?
Classic of our time. Don't know if you've seen this doing the rounds on Facebook. It's a guy called Nathan Lopez who filmed a parrot in the Philippines. Do parrots, this probably is a massive ho, do they still say, who's a pretty boy then?
I guess only because people say it to the parrot and then the parrot repeats it.
Right.
Which, it's massive ho though, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, we've got that taken to a whole new level now, as a parrot sings Sears Chandelier really convincingly. Would you like to hear that?
Is it real?
It's an absolute real thing. When I first heard it, I was like, no way. But I think you'll find this parrot has the range.
No.
Listen. Oh, I thought we were going to get that last note there.
It can't do the top notes.
No. I can't either.
But then it is a parrot. So.
Same range.
So do we put forward the theory that Sia is a parrot?
Yes, I think she is. I really wanted to hear that last note there.
Is it Sia's parrot?
No. Actually, that would make sense.
Yeah.
But it's a parrot from the Philippines.
It's amazing. If it's real, I'm still not convinced it's real. If it's real. Well,
have a look on Facebook. But how? That would make sense, though. If Sia's been there teaching the parrot...
You're like, just singing around the house.
Yeah.
Because it does sound like Sia.
Yeah, but like even the range is good. Like it's similar notes as well.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Mince pies for breakfast, I'm saying. From tomorrow. Or today, actually. But I've not had
Why
breakfast.
Tomorrow?
Well,
I see what you mean, because, yeah, tomorrow. Well, what about festive bakes for lunch?
Yeah, let's just get the winter bulking on now, please. Like, let's just go for it.
Yeah?
It's December, let's just go for it.
You serious?
I'm serious. Let's have all of the foods.
Right, let's have it.
Right, I'm fed up of like, oh, I'll just have a soup. Come on, bring it on. Come on.
God, I love this.
Yeah, winter bulking, it's on, it's freezing, and it's Christmas. I am going to play a Christmas song later, because December... And also, we're going to open the first door of our Ho Vent calendar. What a great idea this was from one of our listeners yesterday, which we've robbed. But he doesn't mind. His name is Mark. So we open the Christmas door, and behind it, there is something or someone a little bit from the past, a little bit retro, a little bit of Ho. We're going to do that for you later on.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yes, Phil Mitchell's doing a club event tonight in Portsmouth. Steve McFadden, you know we've been following him very closely on this show and seeing where Phil from EastEnders is doing his PAs across the country at various nightclubs. Pompey tonight for Phil.
He's getting them all in now, isn't he?
What he really likes is if you shout at him, get out my pub. He absolutely loves that.
Not his catchphrase.
I know, but he loves it when you shout it to him. Where are you tomorrow, says someone. We're filming Robot Wars in Glasgow. Of course we are. Where are the Christmas songs? It's December. There's one coming later. I'm just doing all the
people
admin.
People get ranty. The way you're saying it is like, I'm sure they're putting kisses on the end. You're doing it in a tone which suggests people are complaining.
Well, no, the person that says, where are the Christmas songs, is using big capital letters. And they're shouting at me. I'm just going through some of the admins. Oh, and also people begging for Feliz Navidad today because we're not here tomorrow. Like Sarah in Shropshire. Oh, guys, come on. Can't you do Feliz Navidad today as it's the 1st of December? I'm off to Australia next week, so I'm going to absolutely miss it. Please.
Well, how's it work? Or do we trust Matt to do it? I don't know if we can do that, can we?
I don't know.
Trust him?
Let's have a discussion off air, because I think this is probably for off air, not on. Bangers.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Jay.
Yes, boys, how are we doing?
Yes. Yeah. Where are you at the moment?
Yeah. I'm just in Stourbridge at the moment.
Oh, lovely. And what are you doing?
Just at work at the moment, just to and from Christmas.
What do you do?
I'm a regional sales manager for a bathroom brand.
Okay, and have you got your Christmas party coming up?
We have, yeah, this, well, Saturday, yeah, 2 days' time.
Oh, where's
down
that?
Down in sunny London. Yeah, just at the Mondrian Hotel, I think we're doing it on the Thames. It'd be quite nice.
Oh, someone's doing well.
Are you looking forward to it, or have you got the fear?
No, I'm all right. I'm all right. I'm looking forward to it, to be honest with you. It's been a good year. So, should be able to celebrate hard.
I do get the fear of Christmas party.
Do you know what? That's probably a good thing. Having the fear slightly, just because, you just don't... You don't want to make a beast of yourself at the work Christmas party. It all gets a bit relaxed.
Oh, no, definitely not. Yeah, the thing is, you've got to be on your behaviour as well, haven't you? Definitely.
Well, that's the thing. I have been known to let loose at the Reading Christmas party, and then the next day is just terrible. So I've just kind of trained myself over the last, I would say, 3 to 4 years to rein it in a bit.
Yeah, and ghost fairly early doors.
And ghost early doors. All right, so, Jay, here's what I've got for you today.
Cool.
Do you want this to be your Thursday banger?
No, I
Yes.
Bring it back.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yes, Queen.
Yes, Queen.
David Guetta, Getting Over You.
B.
Featuring Fergie and LMFAO. Don't worry about that.
Yes, of course.
All right. That's Scott's choice. That is a banger, to be fair. So's mine. You could have this as your Thursday choice. Everyone seems to forget about this song. Such a tune. Sam Smith, Money on My Mind.
Yeah. Feeling both, to be honest with you.
Well, they're both good.
Tough. Yeah, that's a tough one, that is, boys.
It is.
Quick sidebar, sorry. Jordan North's just messaged me off Radio 1 fame. He says, Phil Mitchell is in Preston in 2 days' time.
Oh, amazing.
Excitement is building.
He's on a tour.
People of Preston, watch out.
Yes, Phil. Okay. What's the score this week?
Why do people ask that? It doesn't matter.
No, because it's an important part. It's an important part. During Thursday. Scott is winning 2-1. If you choose his today, okay, he will win the week. If you choose mine today, you basically bring it to deadlock for tomorrow. Make the week really exciting.
Choose,
even though we're not
here. Choose the better song.
Do you know what? I've got it. I've picked. Scotty boy, it's yourself.
Oh, yes, he wins the week. Thank you, Jay.
Wish I could spin my world into reverse just to have you back again. There's no getting over, there's no getting over, there's just no getting over you. No, no.
Scott Mills. One.
Did you get an advent calendar today?
Not yet, I need to get one.
Oh no, I mean, did you receive one?
No. No one ever buys me one.
No. Like I said, I was in a relationship before where it was a deal breaker if you didn't get one. Yeah. Like the same as like up there with a Christmas and birthday present importance.
It's an odd one, that, because I do feel like I've done something wrong for not buying my girlfriend one.
Yeah, you have.
Have I?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I think you have. I think it's she won't say anything, but I think
she
has
been quiet today.
Right.
So she's expecting that.
Yes. I think it's like a thing that a lot of people want.
So it's like Valentine's Day now, is it? All over again.
Right. Does anyone think that
Since
I'm right?
When?
Am I right on this? 81199.
But Valentine's Day, I get this grief. The one year I didn't actually get anything, and you did exactly the same thing halfway through the day, telling me she probably does want something.
I think the advent calendar recently has become more of a thing that girlfriends, they want. Yeah.
Oh, I don't. I'm not sure you're right, you know.
Let's see. Also, I saw an awesome one today. Because I don't really want to eat chocolate every day. I'm not that bothered about it.
Mm.
But what I would eat every day, especially first thing in the morning, I saw a cheese one. So there's like a little block of cheese behind every single day
really?
Of December. Yeah, that's what I want. I don't know where you're getting from, but lush.
Seems flawed.
Why?
Well, cheese, what, all month behind...
Yeah.
Ugh.
Much better. Much better than chocolate, I think. I don't want chocolate first thing.
I saw one, I think it's just a sort of DIY thing, where they've got a crate of 24 and they've just kind of drawn it on the top. And then they just open one a day.
Right.
It's a beer a day.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That's Matrix and Future Bound and Fire on BBC Radio 1. It's more of the same, but I like what they do. So that's fine by me. What? That's fine to say.
You wouldn't hear that on the advert for it, would you?
It's more of the same, but I like it.
Don't you wish you did hear that on the advert, though?
Well, it is the same.
Scott,
they've got a sound.
You've got me really paranoid about this advent calendar thing now.
I'm very, very wrong on this kind of thing.
Hundreds of messages coming in, including Gemma here sums it up. I'm afraid Scott Mills is correct. Girlfriends definitely expect a surprise advent calendar.
Yeah, and that's why maybe yours has been quiet all day.
I hate people who expect a surprise.
I think that link went well.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a comer. This is snoss, 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 awesome.
your grandma's coat.
It was so cold when me and Chris left Radio 1 yesterday that he commented as we walked out into the wind that he wants the jacket like one of those in that video where you can't even kind of get out of the door because it's so massive.
I want, yeah, massive. On both sides, it needs to be difficult for me to fit through door frames. It's that big.
Uh-huh.
Thrift shop jacket.
That's Macklemore on BBC Radio 1. Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
What's going on then?
Well, I was doing my morning scroll on Facebook, as we all do, and I came across, because we've all been talking about advent calendars,
yeah.
I came across the cheese advent calendar.
Right, I've heard about these. I was talking about it a bit earlier. What is it, like a block of cheese under each door?
You get a little kind of what is described as a nibble of different cheese over 25 days.
Oh, that's what I want.
So is it meant to lie flat and is it designed for mice?
It's no. You put it in your fridge and it hangs over your fridge door and kind of goes against the front door of your fridge. And every day you open your nicely chilled your nicely chilled cheese.
That won't work.
Want.
That, but also, how does the cheese keep? I know you're saying it's on the front of the fridge. Do you mean like inside the fridge still, though?
Inside the fridge, yeah.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
I was going to say, you can't just like stick it to the front of the fridge. That's not going to work.
No. And you get literally, if you can name 25 types of cheese, they are the cheeses that you get.
I can't do 25. I could eat 25 right now, though. Because winter bulking is on. Remember I ate that old wheel of cheese once?
Oh, mate, that was such a good... Wasn't that Christmas Day that we did that?
In one sitting, a whole wheel of cheese on Christmas Day morning. Lush, good times. Are you looking forward to the WhoVent calendar?
Yes, I am. I can't wait for that. I'm dead excited.
Should we do it now?
Please.
Okay, let's do it. Lauren, love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Okay, so Mark off of Bournemouth, our listener, came up with this cracking idea yesterday. You know, like your normal advent calendar, only it features hoes, a little bit from the past, a little bit retro. It could be a thing, it can be a person. 24 doors, or is it 25? Do you get one on Christmas Day? 24 doors?
I don't know. Is it 24 and on the very last day you get something extra special, like a big chocolate or a big thing?
Anyway, behind each one of our doors on the ho vent calendar, there is a massive ho! Shall we open door one?
This is a thing, then.
It's definitely happening. And Alice will do it for you at the weekends as well, so you will get it every single day. We've even roped in Santa.
The WhoVent calendar with Scott Mills. Ooh, here we go. Door number one.
Hello! What? No, I'm in a restaurant!
Dom Jolly on a massive phone! Oh, this is going to be great.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So Matt Edmondson's going to be with you here tomorrow. We are off to Glasgow to film Robot Wars. Oh, we've got a night out tonight then, have we?
Well, what do you mean?
In Glasgow? Yes.
Well, we will arrive in Glasgow and...
What time are we arriving? You've got the tickets, right?
No.
You must have the tickets.
No, you're the one who's generally in charge of this kind of thing. Here's what I think. Sometimes your name's above the doors, in which case you're in charge of everything. And then with other things, it's really not. This is your job. Your name above the doors, sort out the flights.
Can you check us in, please? Please. What time do we arrive?
Do you want to sit next to me?
Yes. But I'll have the window. What time do we arrive?
I don't know. Seven-ish, half seven. What, you think a night out, are you?
Yeah, I think so. Why not? We don't get to do it that often.
Yeah, all right.
Mm-hmm.
What are you saying?
I don't know.
Out?
Maybe out. You just know that Robot Wars are listening to this now going, oh, God. It's all going to be fine. We won't go out tonight, I promise. Okay, brace yourself, everyone. I'm going in. Baubles deep.
Christmas.
Oh my word, so many people in my Snapchat are like singing along to this as it's on Radio 1. A lot of people in cars. Hello, Dean.
All feels legit now, doesn't it?
And Luke.
So legit.
They're kids in this now. How old?
They are all dead.
I think that was... I don't think that's, I don't think that's
not
the
true.
Case. That's, that was very loose of your tongue there.
No, they're probably about 60. Helena in Leeds says, yes, it's Christmas. Sam and Joe driving home on the M11 after Christmas shopping, saying, this is brilliant. Charlotte in Bristol, I'm so happy it's Christmas. Tom in High Wycombe. Oh, he's saying it's too early. It's not.
No,
it's the 1st of December.
No,
even
no,
you agree now, right?
Yeah, no, it's on. BBC
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, so Greg is very busy in the run-up to Christmas, so can't do Riddle No with us today. So it's me against you, which
Why
I
so
enjoy.
Busy?
Oh, he's just got a lot on.
Cos Elf.
Yeah, just don't question it. He's just
Side
busy,
job.
Yeah? So... Don't keep saying why are you busy, because that'll really stress him out. He might blow. So it's just me against you today on Real or No Real, which I like sometimes.
Saint Andrew is the patron saint of Scotland, Russia, Greece, spinsters, fishmongers, fishermen, gout, and sore throats.
How can you be the patron saint of gout?
It seems like a rough deal to be the patron saint of gout.
Do you remember
it?
After that wheel of cheese I ate that year at Christmas and I really thought I had gout?
Yeah.
I was genuinely concerned.
We were also concerned about my girlfriend's dad, who we did think was going for gout at one point.
Going for gout.
Big shout out to Martin.
Yeah. He was really, really going for it, but...
Yeah. Did you have a discussion with him about it? I can't remember why we were talking about him in particular.
I did, round at their house.
Yeah.
And I was just like, Martin, you might want to ease up on the cheese and the red wine there,
mate.
Lay
off the cheese, the meats and the red wine, you're going for gout.
Yeah, and I think you took my advice and you'll all be pleased to know Martin's in good health. That's Chris's girlfriend's dad there.
Yeah, good we're discussing him.
He loves it. So I didn't even know there would be a patron saint of sore throats or fishermen or gout. I mean, I get the countries, Scotland, Russia, Greece... Not so much spinsters. I'm the patron saint of spinsters.
What would you be the patron saint of?
Wine.
Oh, okay. No, aside from that, I knew you'd say that. Go on.
Peace and love.
That's a good one. St. Andrews. So I was in St. Andrews on over the weekend, and I love that place.
I know, you keep on about it.
Mate, seriously, it's the greatest place ever, because... It's like one giant golf course as well, a large part of it. So for a sports fan, being there, it was amazing. I was right next to the old course.
Do you play the golf?
Badly.
Oh, but you can.
I'd love to be able to play it better, because it feels to me like if you're into it, it's very frustrating when you like something and you're not very good at it.
I agree.
Do you know what I mean?
I do, actually. It happens to me a lot.
Yeah.
Are you good are you better or worse than, I would say, Niall Horan?
Well, I'll be worse than him, probably.
Right, he's good, I think.
Although I think he talks himself up on that front.
Right. Well, he gets to do all the opportunities, though, because he's him.
Yeah.
He gets to hang out with all the famous golfers.
Yeah, here's the thing. There's a very famous little bridge on that old course, and I saw a picture of Niall stood on there.
Mm.
I went and that picture ends up going everywhere. I went and had a little picture on the little bridge. No one cares whatsoever.
Well, no, they won't as much.
But then, there's obvious differences there, I guess.
Yeah. A lot of pop stars seem to like the golf, don't they? I might take it up. St. Andrew, the patron saint of all those things. I can't see it. I think just Scotland. So I'm saying no real.
I love the idea of you taking up golf. Because you've got a fair bit of free time. That's the reason why people take up golf. You come and do the radio show, golf the rest of the day. It's like footballers. Go play football, train, golf the rest of the day.
Like Ant Dec in the jungle.
Yeah, exactly.
Real or no real?
I'm going to go no real.
That one is real.
It's true.
Whoa.
And a belated happy St. Andrew's Day to all of you Russians, Scots, Greeks, fishermen, pregnant women, spinsters, and all of those suffering from gout.
Shout
yesterday.
Out the spinsters and many more.
And next,
Snapchat have offered the cast of EastEnders lessons in how to use their social media platform. After Louise Mitchell asked Shaquille to snap her back in Monday's episode, but while filming a video of herself instead of using the app.
Oh, God.
What? Right. Oh, so she was just videoing herself. There was no Snapchat involved.
So, you know, like on Snapchat, you'd hold the button down. She was just videoing herself on her phone. She wasn't using the Snapchat app.
Mm.
But she's like, snap me back, yeah?
Have you received any rogue snaps from me at all?
What are you worried about?
Well, because occasionally on Snapchat, I try and send you a private one just where I think it's quite funny. And I sometimes, I'm not fully checking it all the time.
I have had.
Did
a couple.
You get the last one that I sent you privately?
When was it?
Give me one word that it would involve. No, you see, I don't think you have, and that's what worries me.
I think it's gone out to everyone.
That's what worries me, or someone else.
Right, and was it something that should have just been between you and me?
You'd be able to describe it in one word.
Would I? No, I don't think
no,
I got it.
Fine.
Oh, dear. You need to get the hang of it. Maybe you could have a joint lesson with the EastEnders cast.
Yeah, I don't know about having a lesson in it. It all sounds a little bit formal.
So they got it wrong, basically, on Monday's episode of EastEnders. She was like, snap me back, wasn't even using the app. I can believe this. So I'm saying real.
Yeah, and I mean, if it was Dot Cotton, this would have been a more believable story, wouldn't it? And just because you can imagine she's not the greatest on Snapchat. Don't know why. Just can't imagine her being good on it.
No.
I'm going to go no real.
That one is no real.
Okay. Snapchat haven't commented on the scene, but Twitter has been mocking Louise ever since. And finally,
the billionaire founder of the Corona Beer Company has left his fortune to the people of his hometown in Spain, making every resident a millionaire.
Oh, wow.
What?
That's so cool.
So this is a guy who invented the Corona beers, the ones off of the lime in the top, if you so please.
Yeah.
And he's off now, but he has given everyone loads of money. I mean, it can't be a big town, can it?
So is it a town that sounds like Verona?
Probably.
I assume so.
Every resident a millionaire.
Yeah, can you imagine that?
Is that in euros? A euro millionaire? Well, loads.
I don't mean it's still loads. I don't think that matters particularly. But yeah, I imagine a whole town that suddenly becomes very, very rich.
Rich beyond their wildest dreams.
I mean, the whole town would just change so quickly, wouldn't they?
Wow.
Jealous.
So he's, okay, yeah. I mean, that would work because he is a billionaire, this guy.
Mm. Okay.
Okay, I've just heard it's in American dollars. Still fine. Still
okay, well, based
fine.
On that fact that's just coming, I'm going to go real.
Oh, yeah. Kind of gives it away. I might say real too.
That one is no real.
What? No, that's not true. Is it?
You red herring.
I meant this.
That one is real.
It's real.
What?
So,
oh, what?
I know, it's confusing. Oh, no, it's not real. Oh, hang on. I'm messing this up today.
That one is no real.
This okay. is causing havoc with my scoring system. Here.
All right. So what's the score?
I've got 10.
Oh, hang on.
That one is real.
What's the score?
Is no real.
No, it is no real. So what is it?
I've got 10. You've got 20.
Thank you. That really, really messed with your mind then, didn't it? I'm sorry. Not true, but he did leave millions to the villas of Serra del Condado, but it went towards cultural centres and churches rather than individual residents. But this didn't stop all the newspapers, the BBC and the Press Association mistakenly reporting the villagers as suddenly very, very rich indeed. So who won that?
You did.
Thank you very much.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We're not here tomorrow. We're filming Robot Wars. Sure we are. So Matt Evanson is on, and then we'll be back Monday from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.